You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Charlie Austin to score and Southampton to win 5-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the betting at 4-1. One of the tougher games on the coupon this weekend, Lee. Two informed teams here. Chelsea unbeaten in the last 10 in the Premier League, although they have drawn 6 of those. Southampton have won 5 of their last 6 and not conceded a goal in the last 6 games either.
Yeah, it's an intriguing one, this, isn't it? Because, you know, when the way Gus Hiddink has openly talked about how important, you know, the FA Cup and the Champions League are to them, and not so much the Premier League, that rings alarm bells to me a little bit. But then he's also protecting this record of only ever having lost one match as Chelsea manager. I don't think he'd want to, you know, chuck that away easily. They've got into this good form at the minute, Chelsea. Obviously, you know, the defeat to PSG wasn't great, but it's not the end of the world. You know, they've got an away goal, so that tie is far from over. Around that, they put 5 past Newcastle, obviously put 5 past Man City. So, you know, suddenly they've got some some confidence about them. But then Southampton, like you say, are on this nice run. Those clean sheets in the Premier League at home, they're racking up again, aren't they? You know, since the rot stopped, those 4 straight wins, 4-0, 2-0, 3-0, 1-0 against Arsenal, Watford, West Brom and West Ham, all at St Mary's. I'm struggling a little bit, if I'm being honest with you. I can see the draw here. I just don't know if Chelsea will really, really go for it. Having said that, they haven't got anything much in between. They've got the away game against Norwich, haven't they? That follows this one, which is on Tuesday night. I think because of what's happened with Chelsea, I still can't trust them. But I look at the prices. I think, hang on a minute, if this is Chelsea back to near their best, they shouldn't be 17-10 to win at Southampton. I'm going to go for Chelsea. I fancy the draw, but I'm going to go for Chelsea. I find it a puzzling game. I looked at the plus one because I thought I like both those results, 2-5. So yeah, I'll go Chelsea. Trust them.
17-10 Chelsea for Lee. I suppose the question, Derek, here is whether that Chelsea team have improved enough to break down this Southampton defence, because there have certainly been more impressive performances from some of those leading lights that didn't feature when Jose Mourinho was at the club.
Well, firstly, you've the Southampton defence. You've been the Southampton team that have lost at home to Everton, have lost at home to Man United.
They are the best club in the league, though, Derek.
Well, lost at home to Man United, who definitely aren't.
No.
They've lost at home to Stoke. You know, I just don't... They've lost at home to Liverpool, of course. That's 6-1. They only drew at home to Aston Villa. Lost at home to Tottenham. This is all, like, you know, towards the end of last year, early this year. I think Chelsea are real good things here. People go on about Southampton's great run recently and the fact they haven't conceded, but who have they been playing?
Arsenal.
2-0 at home to Watford. They only drew at Arsenal, 0-0. You know, I mean, that wasn't a
beating four, didn't they?
Well, that was before that. That was way before this run. They'd lost it after that one. They lost 2-1 at West Ham and also lost 1-0 at Norwich. You know, I'm not having them. I think Chelsea, the form they're in now, this is the proper Chelsea's back. Hazard's playing. Even Costa's raising a gallop. I'm all over Chelsea here. The correct reservation is are all their guns in the FA Cup and Champions League baskets. But come on, they owe it to their fans. I know they're away, but they still owe it to their fans to do something in the league, because where they are at the moment, it just ain't good enough. I think Chelsea are good things here.
Costa's been playing really well under Hiddink, hasn't he? I think I was just trying to remember.
I think he's got 7 and 8. Costa.
I think under Hiddink, I think he's into double figures, actually.
You're trying to wind me up here?
Yeah. No, not at all. But I think, you know, it just shows that under the right kind of management, whatever you think of him, you know, he is a goal scorer. He's someone who will get on the end of, you know, the quality that the team possess. There's obviously something up with him, you know, under Mourinho, that's fair to say.
There's some really attractive enhanced odds offers here, and Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win. If you do like Chelsea to win this game, that's in the market 4-1 as well. By the way, Derek, good to have you back opposing Southampton again. It's good to have you back.
Well,
I was concerned when you were siding with Lee earlier.
Well, we had Mark on, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago, the odds compiler, and he's a major Southampton fan. I don't mean he follows Southampton, but he really rates him, and that yeah. explains why your price is always so low about Southampton, like today.
It was a good podcast, that. I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, but it was good to listen to. And like while I was listening, I was thinking, God, like, it's great having like a professional on. His results were probably about as bad as ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
His betting, I mean, were terrible. As long as he makes money for the company, I don't think he cares that much.
And you remember that 10-1, Derek, that was wrong, that Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win? We never mentioned that, did we? That 10-1.
He cut it to sixes, didn't they?
Cut it to sixes, yeah. That came
that's
in.
That's the sort of value you're getting on this podcast, listeners.
Yeah.
He got embarrassed, though, when we were... He went red when we were talking about that price because he knew it was a wrong price.
Really?
Did he really, yeah?
Knew they'd put out a rick there and quickly went upstairs and changed it. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win 4-1. So both
I'm surprised you didn't just like have the headphones going like this.
Just
door open. Gone. Max just snipped out for a second.
Both on Chelsea then here, chaps.
Yeah
I'll go with him. Yeah, I do like a draw as well.
You can't have two.
I'll go Chelsea.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.